Right now, it is time for the Way Black History Fact. So, today's Way Black History Fact is sponsored by Underground Beach Club. From the streets to the beach, for the latest in beachwear, visit undergroundbeachclub.com. Today, we want you to meet Gerald Jerry Lawson, the man who pioneered the video game cartridge. At 6'6" and 280 pounds, Jerry Lawson, a black man, was extremely far from the stereotypical image of an engineering inventor in 1970s America, or even today. But then, nothing about Jerry's life was stereotypical. So, real quick, I know that not all video games are on cartridges anymore, but this man is, he shifted also the mentality of how we think about video games and video game systems, because once upon a time, they used to just be, you buy the system that plays the game, and that's it. And then now you have a system and the hardware that plays different video games. Anyway, black inventor and self-taught engineer, Jerry Lawson was one of the few black engineers of his time, yet he was almost left out of gaming history. With his work on the Fairchild Channel F console, Jerry was the first to innovate the use of interchangeable cartridges in consumer gaming consoles, changing the landscape of the gaming industry as we know it. In 2018, the gaming industry's estimated worth was $138 billion and is built on the backbone of consumer flexibility, being able to play multiple games comfortably in your home or on the go. None of this modern-day success would have been possible if it wasn't for Jerry Lawson. But let's start at the beginning. Born on December 1, 1940 in Brooklyn, New York, Gerald Lawson was raised by his father and mother, Blanton Lawson and Manning Lawson, in Queens. Jerry fondly gave his father the nickname of Science Bug. No matter how long Blanton Lawson's shift was at the docks that day, he would come home to devour science magazines. Jerry's mother, Manning, worked for the city of New York and spent a lot of her time encouraging young Jerry to focus on his education. She made sure he went to the best schools, often interviewing the staff and teachers to make sure they fit the bill. She even became the PTA president in Jerry's grade school, which composed of 99% white students. It was here that his first grade teacher, Mrs. Goobel, helped Jerry see a future of success. In a 2009 interview with Vintage Computing and Gaming, Lawson said he told Ms. Goobel, "I have a picture of George Washington Carver on the wall next to my desk." And she said, "This could be you," Lawson continued. "Now the point I'm getting at is this kind of influence is what led me to feel I want to be a scientist, I want to be something." At the time, Jerry was one of the few black engineers in his field. By the mid-70s, Jerry Lawson made the big move to Silicon Valley to work on military devices for Kaiser Electronics, focusing mostly on aircraft displays. Jerry joined Fairchild Semiconductor Incorporated when he received a better opportunity to work outside the linear structure of the typical office environment at Fairchild. It was here that he was able to go out into the field and market new ideas and concepts. Fairchild was an innovative company in its own right, manufacturing transistors and integrated circuits for electronics. If Fairchild had a Yelp page in the 70s, however, they would have had 2 stars, all citing poor customer service. Jerry recalled his first couple of months with Fairchild in his VC&G interview, quote, "When I was there for the first 6 months, I said, you know, there's a problem here. The problem is that Fairchild is not known for being helpful for customers, and I've got an image to overcome. How the heck to break down that image they have?" So Jerry worked to connect Fairchild more directly to its audience, providing one-on-one personal experiences with the help of Fairchild's marketing department. Jerry was able to convert an RV into an interactive space with rear-facing screens, literature about the company, and a lab on wheels. "This experiment paid off. It looked like something from James Bond," Jerry said. "It even had a rear projector screen that came out of the ceiling. It turned out to be an overwhelming success, so they came back to me and said, we want you to do it again." And now we have video games where you can eject your disc or download something, and you can enjoy many different applications.